next presentation is Saw Tensile Strength, How Strong is Your Bermuda? Authors are Chrissy Seegers, Justin Moss, Dennis Martin, Yanchi Wu, and Neil Menes. Presenting Chrissy Seegers.
Well, thanks for sticking around for another talk on saw tensile strength. This is a part of my first year data from some of my PhD projects. So the title of my talk is Saw Tensile Strength, How Strong is Your Bermuda? So just some basic introductions to sod quality characteristics that we do look for with quality sod. Most of quality sod has rapid establishment, good overall quality, which encompasses density, color, uniformity, and texture. It has vigorous rhizome and stolon formation. It has great tolerance to different pests and stresses, such as disease, insects, different environmental stresses, including drought and different temperature as well. And also, it has great sod tensile strength and handling quality. So as we just saw, sod tensile strength is the resistance of sod to minimum longitudinal stress and maximum shear force that is required to separate that sod. So as you can see, the different directions of failures from tensile tearing to shear force that is applied to that sod. The purpose of this study was to increase the profitability for sod producers through the planting and the cultivating and the growing of improved Bermuda grass cultivars. Our goal of this study was to obtain the sod quality characteristics for those advanced Bermuda grass genotypes that show enhanced cold tolerance and field drought performance for eventual release by sod growers and producers. Now, the reason that I say that these improved Bermuda grass lines have enhanced cold tolerance and drought resistance is because they have previously been tested or are recently and right now are being tested in different trials around the country for those different characteristics. So this study is solely focusing on sod tensile strength. The objectives were to compare advanced Bermuda grass lines showing improved drought resistance and cold tolerance and compare them to our sod industry standard TIFWA, which shows good sod quality but poor cold tolerance for Oklahoma. We'll also be evaluating these sod quality characteristics of these Bermuda grasses under Oklahoma simulated sod production conditions. Some materials and methods. The study I'll be talking about today was performed in Stillwater, Oklahoma, and we'll also be planting another study in the new research station in Bixby, Oklahoma. The experimental design was a randomized complete block with three different replications. We have 30 different plots, and the plot size is 1.5 by 2.5 meters. We have 10 grasses that we are evaluating. Four of these are commercially available. As I said, TIFWA is the top performer that we will be comparing these lines to, and we included Midlawn as a poor performer in regard to sod tensile strength. And the other six grasses are OSU experimental Bermuda grasses. This is an example of my research plot. It was planted on July 7th of 2014. The plot was maintained under 292 kilograms in nitrogen per hectare per the growing season. Soil tests showed that it had sufficient P and K. It was mowed under a 3.8 centimeter mowing height. It was irrigated to prevent stress, and our borders were also sprayed with glyphosate to keep contamination from crossing plots. An example of the field and laboratory measurements, we were taking establishment data, spring green up, turf quality, seed head expression, sod tensile strength, sod handling quality, vertical growth measurements, and some clipping samples to test biomass and NPK content. Today we'll just be briefly discussing establishment, turf quality, and more in-depth discussion of sod tensile strength and vertical growth. So our sod tensile strength harvest dates. In 2015, we had a harvest date in July and in August, and the reason for that is I wanted to give our plots a whole year to establish, which was recommended under some sod producers that I had spoke to. In 2016, we hope we can get one in June, July, and August. Our sod harvesting techniques, we used a 30.4 centimeter blade, a 1.5 depth of cut, and a 40.5 length of sod pad. This is an example of our measuring device. You can see the dimensions and the weight. The differences in this one versus some that you may have previously seen in research as ours is vertically mounted versus horizontal mounted. And I think the reason that we did that is because sometimes it's easier to load the sod pad, but no real differences between the machines. A digital force meter was used. It was operated in T-peak weight mode, and it gave us the point at which the sod tears, and it was measured in a force per unit area in kilograms per decimeter squared. Our sod handling quality measurement. This was rated during sod lifting and transporting, and this scale, as previously mentioned, was first seen in a thesis previously done at Oklahoma State. And it's on a 1-5 scale. However, I will not be presenting any data on this because all of our lines, except for our poor performing line Midlone, had excellent sod handling quality. So there's no need to show that data. Our vertical growth measurements, this was done based on previous research from Kansas State in measuring different rates of Kentucky bluegrass. So we did this measurement to find out the differences in growth habits, whether they were vertically growing or they were more lateral growth grasses. So we took these measurements after our mowing event and then right before our next mowing event. And this data will be shown in centimeter per day. So we converted all the data using how many hours was between the different measurements so we can get a centimeter per day. So 4 measurement sites were chosen randomly. So basically, we used a styrofoam plate. The plate was not heavy enough to press the grass down, but it wasn't light enough to blow away or anything like that. So we went out, we put the plate at a random site. However, if there was scalping injury, it was avoided. So we put 4 flags around it, we measured it, and then we removed the middle plate and left the flags in place to be able to measure the same exact site on the next date. So 2014-2015 data. 2014 data will only be shown for establishment. Statistical analysis was done in SAS 9.4. We used the Prox Mix program. Prior to the analysis, we converted our data using the sod pad width and depth information to reflect the exact point at which the sod tensile failure was measured in the peak force unit area. And if this was found significant, a multiple comparison test was used to further separate the cultivars, and in this case, we used a PDIF option. A summary ANOVA table. This is going to show our effect for entry and date, and then our interaction on date and entry for establishment, visual quality, sod tensile strength, and vertical growth. And you can see that on sod tensile strength and vertical growth, we only had a significant effect on the entry. This chart is showing sod tensile strength. On our x-axis, we have the different entries of Bermuda grass. On the y-axis, we have sod tensile strength in the kilogram per decimeter squared. And you can see that we have one experimental variety, OSU 1257, and Tifway, which is outcompeting all of our other varieties except for OSU 1220. So it's really promising to show that we do have some experimental varieties that are either competing right with Tifway or out-competing it numerically. And as expected, Midlone is our poor performer, and we also have some experimental lines that are performing around the same as Midlone as well. So this is a really good graph to see the differences of our experimentals and our commercially available grasses in regard to sod tensile strength. Vertical growth. We have OKC 1131, which is outcompeting all other grasses except for OSU 1220 and OSU 1225. So this graph is pretty interesting because we have all of our commercially available grasses smack in the middle. So we have 3 that are kind of performing a little better and 3 that are performing a little worse. So this is a good graph to show the differences in our growth habits of our grasses. Just a conclusion and summary of our results. Sod tensile strength, as I just said, we have OSU 1257 and Tifway, which are rated higher than all cultivars except for OSU 1220. So there are some promising lines in regard to sod tensile strength, since they are showing just as good or better sod tensile strength than Tifway. And we have Midlone, which is rated our poorest, along with OSU 1273 not being significantly different than Midlone. And in vertical growth, we have OKC 1131, which is rated higher than all cultivars except for OSU 1220 and 25. And you can see we have four cultivars in vertical growth that are performing poorly. Not poorly, just not growing laterally. So the impact of the study, if these cultivars are developed and commercialized, then it will enable our sod producers to have a more competitive advantage in the marketplace, especially in climates where Bermuda grass might not have previously been able to grow as well. Since these cultivars do show improved drought resistance and cold tolerance, then if it also has good sod tensile strength, it is more likely to move along in the commercialization process. And also knowledge of different growth habits of cultivars will allow sod producers and end users to potentially reduce maintenance heights or maintenance inputs in regards to mowing height. So with that, I'd just like to thank everyone that is involved in this project and the supporters for funding. So with that, I'll take any questions that you have. Yes, sir.
Is there any relationship between the vertical elongation and the sod strength? You had to figure out, I can see whether either the absolute numbers or the ranking.
The question was there any relation between the vertical growth measurements and the sod tensile strength? Actually, we didn't compare those, so it would be interesting to go back and compare those differences. You could see in some of the top performing groups in sod tensile strength, some of those grasses were top performers in vertical growth with lower vertical growth measurements, but some vice versa as well. Some top performers in sod tensile strength had higher vertical growth, but definitely going back and looking at that would be interesting.
Any questions? No, thank you, Kristen.
Oh, do you want to ask another?
I just don't have enough more to do. It's probably another experiment to see what the stove, take a cup cutter, give it an area and divide the soil and see what the total length of stolen is.
Okay.
At the surface right through your cut. That's probably more important than moving. Then absolutely, which I would think that if nobody's done that, I think it would be something for a young person to do.
I'm sure Dr. Wu would appreciate any data he can get, right? Okay, thank you.